Good afternoon. I'd like to take you on this blustery February afternoon. Won't you go back with me to an April evening in the year 1851? You are seated in Masonic Hall, eagerly anticipating the appearance of the famed singer Jenny Lind, known as the Swedish Nightingale. Pittsburgh is the current stop on her sensational American tour. Perhaps you paid as much as $150 for your ticket that you bought in an auction, or you may have bought it from a scalper. What you may not realize is that the Prince of Promoters, P.T. Barnum, conceived and promoted Jenny Lind's American tour without ever having heard her sing. However, he was quite aware of the furor that she had aroused abroad from her native Sweden, where she was born and sang first in the Stockholm Opera House, then to Paris, and then to opera houses in Germany. Also, on to England. Queen Victoria and all of England adored her. Barnum, no musician himself, saw an opportunity to promote a prima donna who, in addition to her genius as a singer, was known for her remarkable and endless charities. Here, he thought, was an appeal to an American audience. So, preceded by much ballyhoo by Barnum, Jenny Lind disembarked on a New York wharf, bedecked with an evergreen bower and flags and floral letters that said, "Welcome, Jenny Lind. Welcome to America." Before she had ever sung a note, crowds were gathering outside of her hotel and following her through the streets. Presents of all kinds were showered on her. Milliners, mantua makers, shopkeepers vied with each other to present their wares to the singers. Songs, quadrilles, and polkas were dedicated to her. Poets sang her praise. The Jenny Lind craze in America included the sale of Jenny Lind gloves, bonnets, riding hats, shawls, mantillas, robes, chairs, sofas, cribs, pianos, just about everything, including Jenny Lind chewing tobacco and cigars. Thus, within a few weeks, all of New York had succumbed to the magic of her simple charm and Barnum's masterful publicity campaign. Finally, on September the 11th, 1850, Jenny Lind made a triumphant debut in Castle Garden Theater, whereupon she donated her entire $10,000 fee, an immense sum of money, to New York charities. As in all subsequent concerts, she shared the stage with a group of assisting artists whom she had brought from England. Typically, her concerts began with an opening overture or a piano solo. And so this afternoon, we welcome Signor Robert Rocco, who this afternoon is playing the part of Otto Goldschmidt, Mademoiselle Lind's accompanist and future husband. So welcome, Signor Rocco.